It's time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I think there's always been a bit of a perception that if you're a heart patient, you should take it easy and not put any strain on your heart. But according to the Wall Street Journal today, there's a growing body of research that suggests that intense training actually could help heart patients get their hearts back in shape.
That's right. I mean, this is it's sort of a logical progression of 50 years ago when people were told, you know, just relax, don't push yourself too much, you just had a heart attack, we don't want to strain your heart. And as knowledge has increased and research has increased in exercise physiology, understanding the dynamics of heart function, the ability to monitor the effects on the heart, to understand how the heart responds to increased demands on the body, by the body for oxygen, for the ability to provide muscles to function under times of stress or exercise, they've gradually ramped up the degree of exercise being done. And for some people, and the emphasis here today has to be for some cardiac patients, because it doesn't apply to all of them. It depends on their ability to participate in intense exercise. But the Mayo Clinic being one is involved in interval training. That is, they start people off slowly, moderate pace of exercise for 20 minutes, and over the weeks and months, they increase that to include intervals where they have short bursts of high-intensity exercise, usually on a treadmill, so people are monitored, and have them go for 60 seconds or 120 seconds with rests in between to gradually improve the body's capacity to deal with the need for extra oxygen. And you know this very well, Mark. When you do your training, you go through short bursts to work up your speed, work up your ability for your body to use oxygen to be able to improve your performance. And this is very similar for heart patients, the difference being you have to monitor people when they're under this condition. You can't just say, okay, go out there, do some running, run up hills, you know, go for it. It has to be carefully monitored. But there's more study that is required. There is more data needed to know exactly which patient will benefit the most. For example, if you have someone who has congestive heart failure, you can't ask them to start doing interval training. The heart just can't do that. Whereas if you have someone who's had a minor heart attack where most of their heart muscle is functional and only a small area of the heart has died, they may be able to do that and in effect allow the heart to compensate for that loss by doing this interval training. So
you've got to look at it patient by patient, obviously. You can't just prescribe one solution for every heart patient.
That's exactly it. And everybody has a stress test done. Everybody has analysis done on the degree of damage, because heart attack encompasses everything from just a small area that has been damaged to an area that has been massively damaged. And you also can have patients that still have angina. That is, when they make an effort to do something, their heart starts to hurt, the muscles start to hurt because blood flow is not reaching the heart as well. Even after a heart attack, and after all the medications used, they still may have some angina. And so you're not going to advise someone, you know, just go for it and do the interval training, because you already have a warning sign that the heart can't handle that.
Right.
So extremely important that it is selective for certain patients. And as the research continues and as treatments improve for heart disease, we may see more and more people doing this. But it's one option among many to try and rehabilitate people after heart attack.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome.
We'll
Mark.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines on 580 CFRA.